Hey, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio here in the Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. Just a little bit after 2:30, Sue Crum is going to join us, and she's going to tell you how you can clear your clutter for this spring. And, 312-981-7200, 2 for Tuesday is in effect. Get your requests in now. That's one artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. All right. So a couple of food stories here. So, Esmeralda, did you see that that White Castle has launched the vegetarian Impossible Slider Burger?
I did. I did hear about that.
Louisa Chu wrote a piece in the Chicago Tribune about it. White Castle released the Impossible Slider last Thursday at all Chicago locations. The burger is made with the plant-based patty popularly known as Veggie Burger that bleeds. So we tried it to take on our test. For a test taste. And I recruited fellow Tribune food and dining reporter Nick Kindlesberger, who tasted nearly 20 veggie burgers total in his quest to find the best a few months ago. "I've tried more veggie burgers in Chicago than any person need try," he said. "The one I loved was the Impossible Burger, which tasted remarkably like beef. His favorite can be found at Umami Burger. And there's a double cheeseburger that rings up at a heart-stopping $16. Now, Esmeralda, you've tried this, right?
Yeah, I've tried it at M Burger,
and it's this patty that everybody's talking about that mm-hmm. has the consistency where it looks like it's bleeding. And you thought it was pretty good, right?
Yeah, I couldn't tell the difference if it was meat or not meat.
Wow, all right.
Do you remember how much it was?
I want to say it was around the same price
$16
as a regular M Burger.
Oh, a regular M Burger. So that would be like what, $7?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The Impossible Slider is priced at $1.99 each, while an original slider is 77 cents, but the former is not meant to be a vegetarian version of the latter. The Impossible patty is thicker, weighing in at 4 ounces before cooking, roughly the same as a triple slider, sprinkled with seasoned sauce, served with smoked cheddar, fire-roasted onions, and a specialty bun, slightly heartier yet similar to the signature soft white bread of the classic. Only the sliced pickles remain the same. So Kindleberger said it's pretty good. Look at the char it gets. In fact, we both give it two enthusiastic thumbs up. But what is it? The product is mostly wheat protein, coconut oil, potato protein, and an ingredient called hemi. That last ingredient is abundant in meat, and researchers at the company Impossible Foods concluded that it helped give meat its unique taste. It exists in plants, extremely small doses, but the company figured out how to capture vast sums of it in soy plant roots. Each Impossible Slider patty is hand-formed in the store with an ice cream scoop and then cooked to order. At the Irving Park neighborhood location, manager recommended ordering by phone or online for faster service. Specialty sliders will be available for an undisclosed limited time in Chicagoland while they last in New York and New Jersey only. So... we'll have to, I guess, give that a try. Now, the Irving Park neighborhood location that they're talking about, is that the one on Addison and Kedzie and Elston? Got to be, right? Because I live in the Irving Park neighborhood.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'd have to say. Maybe it's not anyone closer than that.
Yeah, I guess it's got to be the one, yeah. So, I don't know. I'd give that a try. I would try it. I've never liked veggie burgers. Every veggie burger that I've ever tried doesn't... I take one bite and I'm like, that's not meat. it's not meat. So maybe if this is, and you said you couldn't tell the difference, Esmeralda, so that's pretty impressive. Because every, you know, sort of fake meat product that I've ever tried, I taste it and I'd go, yeah, that, no. So, all right, how about this? Heinz teased Mayo Chup, a new mayo and ketchup condiment, and there's a contentious online debate that has ensued. Have you heard about this, Mayo Chup?
Yeah, I have heard about that.
It's already available internationally, but the U.S. consumers have yet to find the condiment, a pre-mixed mayonnaise ketchup product made by Kraft Heinz in stores. The company based in Chicago and Pittsburgh proposed changing that on Wednesday on Twitter, surveying saucy Americans about whether or not they wanted to see a product like this in U.S. stores. If Mayo Chup gets 500,000 yes votes before Sunday, the company says it will debut the product. By early Thursday, it had more than 500,000 votes, with 55% in favor, several of the nearly 8,000 comments responded to the survey. They were celebratory. I've heard people freaking out about this. Like, that's disgusting. How is it disgusting? I don't know. It's commonly known as fry sauce in different parts of the world, and it's been around for many years. Maybe the name's not very catchy, though. Mayo chup? Like, you can't think of anything. You can just combine the two words. The marriage of ketchup and mayo is not new, said some, outraged what they believe is a rebranding of fry sauce, a condiment that is thought to have originated in Utah. While some were curious about the new product, many fry sauce adherents lamented the seeming abandonment of the name fry sauce. Would the formula be similar? The beloved mayonnaise ketchup ratio, will it be replicated? My heart tears in two, tweeted user at waiter potato. While I often dream of a world where I can dip fried potatoes in fry sauce from coast to coast, I could not purchase a product that won't meet the necessary quality standards of fry sauce. What does that mean? You're mixing ketchup and mayonnaise together. Not a science. Take it easy there, waiter potato. Anyway, I'm all for it. Esmeralda, what about you?
I mean, sure.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with it.
I mean, just mix up your mayo and your ketchup.
Yeah.
You really that lazy? You need it in
a
bottle?
Yeah, I am. I'm the laziest man on the planet, so sure. Cutting corners there would be fine with me. That's one thing just to put on your burger then instead of two. Makes things much easier in life. So, Dan, what about you? You a fan of them?
I look forward to the day that I can actually dip my fries in the
mayo chup
while eating my hamburger with my slice of ketchup on it.
What if you wrapped the slices of ketchup around your fries?
Yeah.
Yes.
You would do that.
Maybe I'm having my slice of ketchup on an Impossible Burger.
And then pour the sauce over the whole burger.
There it is, right there. Everything comes together.
While I'm watching Bong Marine.
Bong Marine.
That comes with it.
Yeah.
Every that's purchase the official, of a ticket.
Bong Marine sponsored by the Impossible
Burger. It's actually a bottle of the mayo ketchup. But then it's cut out, so then the burger's just sitting in it. It's just swimming in it.
Yeah,
like,
that's what you
like
get.
Like a submarine.
That's what you get every time you see Cheech and Chong's Bong Marine.
And you have to eat it.
Well, I mean, you have the munchies. So.
Sauce
of course,
at all.
You're probably high, so you will eat it, so it won't matter. All right. Okay, we have to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about clearing your clutter with author Sue Crum right here on WGN. The news is up next.